the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
This is going to be incredible. We have this funny man, Nick Arnett, here on The Edge, Brains, right there. Okay, this is going to be funny. I told you, during this season, I want to laugh. You better bring your happy when you come to The Edge and be speedy, okay? Because we are just not going to go out the year like that. We're going to go out with a bang. Not only is he an auctioneer, comedian, speaker, author, and we're going to have a little art showing. I'm going to put him to the test. I'm going to see how he can really sell and if he can close the deal to raise money for a good cause. Got Your Back San Diego, a food bank that supplies food on the weekend for kids that go home that are underserved and overlooked. And this is a nonprofit organization, and we are going to raise some money for them, okay? So you got so much to look forward to. Let's welcome our guest. Nick Arnett. Hey.
Hey. Hello, Brains. Hey, Brains. The Brains are awesome. Love the Brains. Love the Brains.
Ooh. So we want to talk all things Nick Arnett. Start with your incredible, incredible journey through comedy.
Well, first time on stage, March 26, 1984. And the urge to do comedy started summer of 1980. I went to the Comedy Works in downtown Denver, and Tim Allen was the headliner. Yeah, he wasn't a household name then, but I never laughed so hard in my life. And I liked his persona, too. He was dressed really nicely. He was wearing a suit. So he was really professional, and he was so – I'd never laughed so hard in my life. I said, I want to do this. So I spent till – from the summer of 80 till March of 84, watching comedy. And I even lived in LA for a little while during that time. And I watched some of the very, very best. So that gave me a good head start in knowing what to do. And the first time I went on stage, March 26, 84, a Monday night, Comedy Works in Denver, open mic night. I was so scared, but I killed. It was probably one of the top.
He murdered it, Brain. He said he killed. Oh, go ahead now.
Yeah, it was one of the best shows I've ever had, and it was almost like that drug thing. It was like so good. I wanted to do this again, and it hasn't been easy, but it sure was a good start. Yeah, and I shot up pretty quickly, but then I leveled out, but I'm still here after all these years.
There, you are doing the most.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is the lifespan of a comic? And that's one question. And then the second question is, why are everybody so politically sensitive? If it's funny, it's funny.
Yeah.
Make, you know, laugh at things that are maybe your disability or your financial or your religion. Laugh at it. Laugh with it. Sit with it. What's the climate?
Because sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying, right?
Right.
Like, for instance, I mean, a lot of my comedy just comes from me because I know Brains, as cool and as nice as all of you are, I will bet none of you have ever heard of me before, right? And April, you would have not have heard of me before either, you know, but so now we know. So here's the deal, April. Somebody gave me this book. It's called It's Never Too Late, You're Never Too Old, 50 People Who Found Success After 50.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's 50 people, April, out of 7.5 billion people in the world who found success after 50. So Brains, if this goes really well, I might be one of them. How about that?
I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you. Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about also you being a speaker.
Right.
And, you know, you're an author of a book.
Author of a book, too. Well, first of all, I want to address the question, lifespan of a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Hard to tell, really. I think it takes a lot of adaptability. A lot of the comics that I worked with back in the day are working cruise ships now, for instance, and they're doing extremely well doing that. So I think that's kind of, you just have to adjust with what's going on. For me, I always worked really clean. So for me, after the clubs, when things started slowing down for me, I started working, I did a lot of churches. because I grew comedy at churches, and it didn't have to be Christian comedy per se, but just clean comedy that, you know, their whole family could go to. So that wasn't very difficult for me. And I still do things like that. I do really clean comedy. Politically correct, though, that is just crazy. And it's only getting worse. I got in trouble the other day. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. I said, boom shakalaka boom.
What?
Now, is that culturally insensitive?
That's the battle cry. Shoot.
I said that, and the feedback was that I was culturally insensitive.
What? What?
Well, that's just.
Oh, you do the boom shakalaka laka boom shakalaka boom da boom, and then you go ooh it ooh it, and that's when the party is started. Okay, that's when you kick it in.
You guys weren't there. People were loving it. I was having fun. I went boom shakalaka. Anyway. People were loving it, but the person in charge was all worried that, you know, it was a private high school, and they were just so worried. So anyway, that was their feedback. Though I raised them a lot of money.
Yeah, that's crazy. So now let's talk about your book. What's in the pages of your book?
Yeah. I have two books. One is the Book of Dude. It's just a silly, silly book.
Pull it up a little bit. Yeah, because I can't see your name. Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
And you can find it on Amazon. Just search for Nick Arnett, Arnette. And it's just a very silly joke book. Like that, you ever think that word dude will catch on all over the world? Like if you're in Mexico, but they call you Maduro, Dudolini. So it's just, if you're in the Navy, they call you sub dude. So it's just a really, really silly book. I think it's only $5. Anyway, so that's that. And they're also available on Kindle. And this is has some content. This is called Me, We, and Glee. How to have a great attitude, work as a team, and keep your sense of humor. So that's pretty much my brand when I speak, and everything revolves around this. So this is you can read the whole thing in 2 hours, but it's, I like it. I'm really very happy with it.
I like it too. Yeah. And you know what, Brains, let me tell you, there is nothing sexier than a man with a good sense of humor. Oh, if you can make me laugh, you might even have bad teeth. Not bad credit, but bad teeth. And I'd still let you take me out if you can make me laugh. So there's something really attractive about laughter. Those are great books. So tell us, give us a little bit of your routine. Tell us,
Well, first of all, I'm just going to make this up. First of all, you said a man with good teeth, bad teeth, and a good sense. Well, I have good teeth because I had Invisaligns, right? And those are plastic. So I recycle, right? I put them in the recycle bin. And you know, the guy that collects the trash every week, he has a nice smile now. So that's a good thing. Anyway, I don't know about this good sense of humor thing attracting women, because I am still single. I am on the eHarmony still. Isn't that sad? And I think I've seen a few of your brains out there too.
Exactly. Look him up. I'm telling you, he's funny. He's good looking. Okay.
Yeah. So some of my routine, it evolves as you go along. Like, for instance, I'm older now. Obviously, I'm older. I'm not young anymore. My last girlfriend, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, she told me this. She says, I can tell that you used to be good looking.
What?
She told me that. So I'm thinking, well, hey, if I still look like that, I wouldn't be dating you. No, I didn't say that. I just thought that.
Oh, okay, I was going to say. Okay,
yeah. No, I didn't say buddy. That. Because that's negative. That doesn't help anything at all. Yeah. So then after a show, because as you get older, you know, there's less, you become a little more invisible, it seems like. So anyway, that really pretty woman came up to me after a show. And she says, you talk about being single all the time. Are you really single? I said, yeah. She says, well, would you like to go out? I said, love to. She says, great. Here's my grandma's phone number.
Wow.
Yeah. But she wasn't being mean. She was serious. She was serious. So that's where I'm at now. I am a grandma dater, April.
Wow.
Well, grandmas are awesome.
Yeah, grandmas can be hot. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You the stories.
You go out with them, you get the 20%. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you get you get the 20% off at Applebee's when you go out with them, and you get a nice hug at the door. They have fresh baked cookies. And, you know, to get the mood going, you don't have to give, you know, bring a bottle of rosé. You bring a tube of Bengay. The little liniment there on the elbow. Things going just like that.
You are too funny. You are too funny. Well, you know what? What we want to do is we want to take full-on advantage of all of your skills. So what I have set up is I have set up a little art show auction. Now, Brains, let me set this up for you, okay? This is for a very, very good cause. It is for Got Your Back San Diego, which is a nonprofit organization in Oceanside, California, that supports children when they go home on the weekend with a backpack for food. They don't have enough food to eat. So they provide them with a meal and a snack for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, until they return to school. They're in need of backpacks. Their food pantry is stuffed. So we want to write a check, okay? This is Giving Tuesday, and you know I have no problem making the ask. And to whom much is given, much is required. So I'm asking you to dig deep. Nick here is going to be our auctioneer, which is going to be so fun. And I'm going to ask him a little bit about, you know, making the pitch. And maybe you guys will instant message me on your bids. Now, this bids are going to start at $50, okay? Can't nobody do nothing with $20. Can't nobody do nothing with $1.05, okay? $50, and we're going to go up $20 increments. Now, one of the artists that we're going to feature is Sage Gallen. Sage Gallen is going to be next week's show. But let me tell you about this brother, okay? You better jump on this. He starts at $2,500. Palette knife, beautiful acrylic work, so spiritual. Sage is a multimedia artist. He's a producer. He is a spoken word poet. It's unbelievable. And then the second two pieces is going to be donated by Patty. Now, Patty has done some incredible work, and she actually cuts images out of other images and layers them. Wait till you see them. So we're about to start the auction. Right, Nick?
Right. And let's go with $25 increments, because it's much easier. Then it's $50, $75,
$100. Yeah, let's do it. So
$25 increments.
All right. So let me move our partition, and we're going to get started, Brains.
Yes. This is exciting.
I'm excited.
100% of the proceeds are going to go for this, right? 100%, all of it. So this is awesome that these artists have donated their talent, their time and talent for this cause. You will not regret this. This is awesome. Anybody who has kids, what, friends, Brains, while we're getting ready, this is what I want you to ask yourselves. If your kids were in this position, and you were in that position economically right now, what would you like people to do for you? What would you have them do for you, friends? And that's the kind of attitude that we'd like you to have here on this Giving Tuesday. Now, even April, I also want to tell the Brains out there, you Brains, you're so awesome. Even if you're not the winning bidder, find these guys, Got Your Back San Diego, find them online and make a donation anyway, even if you're not the winning bidder on this, okay? You can do both. That is not going to hurt you. Nobody ever got hurt by giving too much. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give a little plug. I go, where I go to church, the pastor gives 91% of his income. He gives away 91, and he keeps zero. He gets paid zero for being a pastor, okay? Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life, that guy. This is what he says, and I like it. He says, I get a lot of money because I give a lot of money away. God gives me more money because I give it away. He knows that I'm going to do that.
Yes.
The same way. If you're generous, I believe that you will get more money because you're going to give it away. That's what you're going to do with it. Yeah.
I work with an ego coach, Brigitta Genstra. Shout out to Brigitta. And she said you have to feed that ego, and sometimes you have to be more greedy, because the more you have, the more you give. You better work on that premise, Brains, I'm telling you. So here, let's get started. This is the work of Sage Gallen. This is absolutely incredible. It is 3 feet high, 2 feet wide. It's beautiful. It's made on canvas.
There it is.
His signature trademark work. Look him up, okay? He's going to be doing a live painting for us next week on the show. You better take advantage of this. This starts at $2,500, okay? Well, this is no sloppy seconds.
Yeah, this is an original. This is not a print.
No.
This is an original piece of art.
It's textured. Look at the coloring, the blending. I hope that this Zoom does it justice because look at the detail.
It looks pretty good.
The skyline, it is absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to start at $50, and we're going to go up $25 increments. So
let's do it.
For those that are financially challenged or numerically challenged, that's $50, $75, $100. Go in, let us know. Again, I'm going to show you the picture by Sage Gallen.
And again, 100%, 100% of the proceeds go to Got Your Back, San Diego, 100%. So this is awesome. Sage is so nice for donating this for us. So let's go.
Wait till they start. Okay, and this is the next piece. This is by Patty.
Yay, Patty. Patty's awesome.
Hey, look at Patty's work.
Yeah.
Brains, that is absolutely gorgeous. This here, what were the dimensions on this one, Nick?
23 inches long and 13 inches tall. And it's framed.
And it's framed. The frame is heavy. It is no joke. Look, this is the back.
Beautiful. Signed in the back, too, isn't it?
Signed in the back by the artist. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely wonderful. It is a part of a series, okay? The bidding starts at $50.
Nice.
Up after that.
And as part of a series, there's another one that you have, and maybe somebody might want to get both of them because they go very well together. So we have two by her, by Patty. Thank you for this, Patty. Look at that. See? So you could even get both of those, and you can bid on both of those. There they are. They could both, that would be a nice, you know, for a hallway, have a couple of things there.
Yeah.
There it is, all framed up for you.
And it's for a good cause, Brains. You know, you have this hanging on your wall. Every time you see it, you're going to think about this and the good work that it did and how it provided backpack and resources and food for some child that might have been hungry.
Exactly.
Okay? By the grace of God, go I. Okay, so pay it forward. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to Got Your Back San Diego. Thank you so much, Nick. You have just been amazing.
Well, I didn't even do anything. Huh? 15, come on, let's see at $50. What do you say at 50? Come on in at $50. What do you say at 50? Somebody out there, Brains, come on in at 50. Then 75, now $100. Come on. 100, now 125. Got you at 125. Now 150, now 175.
What do you say?
$1,000.
Let's just be
positive. 1,000. I've got 1,000. I got 15. I've got $2,000. How about $75,000? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what we're hoping for, friends.
That's right. We're making a call to action. Because if you don't speak on it and you don't really have a clear intention, you won't be able to manifest
it. Let's do it. How fun is this? Giving Tuesday and you get something back just like that. So beautiful. And how can they bid? We need to let them know how they can get these bids.
Okay, so what I want you to do, make it quick and slick. Uh-huh. This is going to run up until December 20th. So today, so you got about 2.5-3 weeks. Come on, Brains. Donate. Just instant message me, April. I have a level of interest. And then we'll talk offline, okay? We ain't trying to get caught up in nothing. But we want everybody to have an opportunity to bid on these beautiful works of art. We want to thank Patty. We want to thank Sage for your generosity. We want to thank our auctioneer, Brother Nick Arnett. Yeah. Funny man. Yeah.
And if you can't, and they're coming, they're going to be, Got Your Back San Diego's coming on the show anyway, but if you're not bidding on this, go ahead and make a donation anyway. Go ahead and do it. Think about that. When is the last time, seriously, out there, Brains, that you didn't have enough to eat? We live in a land of plenty, but there are some kids out there that literally are hungry, and even a backpack is a big deal for them. So come on, if that was your kid, what would you want people to do for them? Look at that. Isn't that awesome? Obviously, these fine artists that believe in what we're doing here, believe in helping other people. And I hope that so many people see these artists that they just become big fans and buy a lot of their art. Because
they are incredible talents, and so are you. Tell my Brains how to get in contact with you. They're in Hollywood, California.
Yeah. I live over by LACMA in Los Angeles, but nickarnett.com, A-R-N-E-T-T-E, nickarnett.com. And by the way, I also have Clean Comedy that you can download from Amazon or iTunes. So these are 100% clean comedy. So the nickarnett.com is the easiest way to find me. I also have an auctioneer website, feelgoodauctions.com. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you as Facebook friends. That would be so fun. I love having Facebook friends. So be my friend on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on all that stuff. LinkedIn. I'm there. Yeah, I like it.
He's connected, Brains. He's connected with us at the hip and at the funny bone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here on The Edge, Brains. Please go back, listen to other edgy conversations. We got some great stuff. I tell you, we got someone that's going to play some live music. We just had a comedian. We're going to have cooking in the kitchen with Claudine Ford. We're going to have such a good time this holiday season. Thank you again, Nick.
This went so fast. I had so many more things to say. Maybe I can come back someday, huh?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You might be our resident MC. How about that?
I like it. Yes. Get your bids in there, friends. Get your bids in there. Giving Tuesday.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Have a good day.
Bye, Brains. Yay.